Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
one more day,
one more step, yeah,
one more step.
Oh, my child,
preparing,
I'm preparing you for
myself.
And when you can't hear my voice, please just trust my plan. I am the Lord, I see you, and yes, I understand. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I am Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and this program is called Enlightenment. And tonight we have a beautiful sister, and she's is an author. And she Okay, after the night, we had a little technical difficulty. But with that, this is Pamela K. Paris. Pamela K. Mohammed Osiris. This is Pamela Paris Enlightenment. And tonight we have a beautiful, beautiful sister by the name of Sister Denise Renee Muhammad. And the sister is, like I said, she's an entrepreneur. She's an author. She's a mother. You name it, she does it. So with that, we're going to bring her in, and I will read a bit of her bio. As-salamu alaykum, sister. How are you tonight?
Wa alaykum salam, Sister Pam and family. I am well, and I pray that you all are well also. I am glad
yes,
to be here.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
We are so delighted to have you. Let me open up in the name of Allah, the Magnificent and Merciful. We give praise and honor to Allah. We thank him for the most honored Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ that we believe, and also our beautiful, beloved, honest minister of the Spirit, our divine leader, and our miss, and one in our midst today. So with that, again, let me read just a little bit of our sister. She has a long, beautiful bio, but I just, I shorten it a little bit so we can get right on to the program because she's, yes, ma'am. The Initiative Radio Network, welcome. I'm a beautiful sister, Sister Denise Renee, to our program. The sister is a member of the Nation of Islam, and also she's a mother of four, a wellness health life coach. She also specializes in essential oils. She has penned two books, Treat Depression Naturally, 7 Life Essential Oils. I hope I have that correct. And also, her latest book, the name of it is Overcome Hypertension Naturally. So tonight, we're going to talk about her new book and the great thing that she has to share with us on how to, overcome hypertension, because as a people, we definitely have that problem in our community. So with that, sister, I have a couple of questions. And for those yes, ma'am. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Sister, it's always a pleasure when you come on because, we have such fun off and on.
I know. I'm trying not to laugh right now.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me behave
so
tonight.
I get so giddy when I talk to you, Sister Pam.
Yes, ma'am. Crazy because I'm beautiful, sister. You're beautiful. So with that, sister, and congratulations on your sister. I'm just going to keep it real, like I always do.
Yes, ma'am.
You are such an inspiration, sister. You really are. The things that you do, being a mother, being a dedicated member of the Nation, I was trying to help people. And you pen two books. You've always done your essential oils, and you just do so much. And I just want to say, praise be to Allah. Thank you for being an inspiration to me personally and to so many more.
Praise is due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I have a couple of questions. Like I said, for those that would like to submit questions about the chat or on the line, you can just push one and I will bring you in. My first question to you, dear sister, is what inspired you to write the book, Overcome Hypertension Naturally?
What inspired me to write this one is I know that high blood pressure runs in my family personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's one of the one of the things that our community as a whole suffers with, high blood pressure, diabetes, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So with what I do with the essential oils, there are so many oils that are good for just about any illness that you can think of that we run into. Essential oils can help with that. And so I wanted to do this when the first book I did was Overcoming Depression Naturally, and then the next one, because that's another hot topic or, thing that we suffer with in our community and with high blood pressure as well. So that was the reason why I wanted to do this one, is to give us an alternative to the medicines that they prescribe, because those medicines, 9 times out of 10, when we get on those, it's just something, it doesn't go to the root of the problem. It's just a Band-Aid, and you're having to go to the doctor pretty much for life with these prescriptions because it doesn't get to the root of the problem. So that's what inspired me to go ahead and do this book.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right. We do suffer with hypertension, and like you said, diabetes and so many more illness system diseases that we could definitely eradicate, you know, if we only knew how. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
My next question is, why do you think the Black community most of all suffer the most with hypertension?
What I think it is because of what we eat, poor diet. You know, we're not growing our own foods, and even you know, we're shopping at the grocery stores. Most of our people are eating fast food, so poor diet, and being Black in America is stressful enough. So stress is the cause of high blood pressure, a poor diet, and improper breathing. We don't even know how to breathe to live. We're not breathing properly. So those three things are the major causes of hypertension and high blood pressure.
Oh, my. I don't want to read off the subject, but when you said we're not breathing properly, could you elaborate or go a little further into that? Because when I first heard it, I know when I was on your show, which I'm also going to tell people about you and your and Brother Sean's program that you all have together. And I was like, not breathe properly. You know, I'm saying, I'm breathing properly.
Right.
You know, I'm just breathing.
Right. And I was the same way, Sister Pam. And
yes,
so,
ma'am.
Actually, my co-host for my show, Brother Sean Ali, he enlightened me because he has a book on oxygen and how to breathe properly, and he's the one that enlightened me on actually the proper way that we should be breathing, in our inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose, because the nose is the only part that's connected to your respiratory system. Your mouth is not connected to your respiratory, it's connected to, you know, your digestive, your stomach, and all of that. So we should be inhaling and exhaling through the nose.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And you would think, you know, we naturally think we're breathing right, and you know, and
we're panting. We're not breathing. We're panting, and we're not getting the proper oxygen intake, which we become oxygen deficient, which is one of the root causes of a lot of our illnesses, is being oxygen deficient. Because when you inhaling or exhaling through the mouth or inhaling through your mouth or however, there's no filter in your mouth to filter out that toxic air that you're breathing in. Whereas with the nose, you have the hairs, you have the mucous membrane, so it's a filter to filter out all of that bad stuff so we can intake the pure, proper amount of oxygen. So, yes, ma'am.
Wow.
That is, yes, I was very enlightened. I was wild, too, when I read
yes,
his
ma'am.
Book and, you know, learned that,
yes,
that I've been breathing wrong, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to start practicing that because, you know, as long as I was breathing, I'm like, I'm fine. Yes, ma'am. So, I'm having to be a bit more conscious and, you know, share that with others. Thank you for that enlightenment, sister. Praise be to Allah.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. One of my other question is, what are some causes or illnesses that hypertension, you know, cause other things to, like, go awry or, you know, to not work properly when you have, you know, hypertension?
When you have hypertension?
Yes,
ma'am. when you have hypertension, it causes the heart to work harder to deliver oxygen and nutrients to your body. So you're overtaxing, you're taxing your heart. And the one of the leading cause of death in America is heart attacks. So when we're not, when we are not properly eating, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, we kill ourselves daily by the way we think and by the way we eat. So we have to get our diet under control. You know, we have to eat the proper foods so that we don't suffer with the these, you know, illnesses. But yes, ma'am, one of the side effects is overworking your heart.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It also affects your vision. It can lead to stroke and kidney disease. So it
is very important.
Yes, ma'am.
When you said you beautiful, sister, for sharing this. But when you said kidney issues and kidney issues, you're absolutely right, because we had our brother and a brother, Tommy Muhammad, and he said that he had, you know, going through a lot of stress. Of course, we all go through that and have to try to find a balance of, you know, balancing that, because it's just part of our life, as you said, living, you know, here in America.
Right.
Being black.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We got to get control of our stress levels.
Stress—that's
that silent killer, you know. I mean, we have to.
You're absolutely right. So that's why I'm gonna get back into the oils that you said. And I will, you know, contact you later after that to see which one that I need the most to help me with some issues.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, definitely. Yes, ma'am. But back on, I want to talk about this real quickly. And Tommy, I'm gonna try to tag him so he can come on. But nevertheless, the brother came on back a couple weeks ago and shared with us that he was going through a lot of stressful things that, you know, that they into having hypertension, but he didn't really know that he had it, to be honest. And when he finally went back, and he was going on some type of diet that he thought he was actually, you know, helping himself, but in actuality he was, taking more intake on some minerals that causes, you know, what's causing things to kind of act up not naturally. But nevertheless, the brother said he was going through hypertension, and that he's on dialysis. And so I would love for him to get your book. I'm going to tell him about that, because he's in the midst. He said, thank God he's, dealing with it and learning more about the different things that he shouldn't eat, because a lot of things that he has to take out of his diet. But, he's gone through, some trials with his kidney. He has to have dialysis, I believe, 3 times a week. And if we can prevent that, we don't want, No one doesn't want to go through things like that. That's not necessary, and causing our health to deteriorate. So when you said that, sister, about the heart, the kidney, yes, man, yeah, right, and it just made me think of that. But
yes, ma'am.
Yes. So I'm gonna, like I said, definitely contact him. Can I do one more line and to tell him to take a look at your book and get that book in. I'm sure that would help him to help with that, because I'm sure he's going through taking medicine, and by learning about other than the medicine that the medical field gives us, he can look into your book and find out maybe how to help his the problems that he's going through.
Yes. Right. Yes, ma'am. Definitely,
yes,
and I go in the book. I talk about, ways that you can check your blood pressure at home. I talk about that, and I talk about the side effects of heart attacks and what causes it, and I also outline in the book essential oils that actually can help you to maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I go into great detail in the book about all of that.
Beautiful, sister, and that is absolutely wonderful. Before the show is over, definitely please give out your information, how to purchase this book, as well as your other book and anything else, your adventure oil, and all the other things and great things that you are doing and the things that you have to help, you know, to help our people. Yes, ma'am. My next question is, let's see here. Fasting. I know the most honorable Elijah Muhammad stated in the book, How to Eat to Live, I'm sorry. 90% of our illness can be cured, you know, by fasting for those of us that are, yes, ma'am, are able to fast.
Right.
And I know, because, yes, ma'am, and I'm going to keep it real. That's why I have to, you know, discipline myself. Like, you know, you got to fast. You got to fast.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, I'm serious. So I'm like, oh, Lord, because I do enjoy eating. I'm not going to lie. And,
right.
You know, but I know fasting definitely, you know, help with our physical as well as mental. So I want to know from you, dear, since I know you used up fast pretty often, if I'm not mistaken. So what would be some of the advice that you can give to those of us who are less disciplined in that area of fasting that we can do to kind of equip ourselves to push away from the table? Now, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Yes, you are correct. Honorable Elijah Muhammad did say 90% of our ills can be cured through fasting. And if we're having a hard time doing that, actually, I do have essential oils that can actually help with that. And you might ask, well, how can an essential oil help me with fasting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our sense of smell is the only one of our five senses that's connected directly to our brain. So when you inhale an essential oil like peppermint is the one that can help you to curb your appetite. As soon as you unscrew the top on the bottle and just inhale it, within 22 seconds it hits your brain, and it will help you to feel full. The word I'm looking for is satiety. You'll have a sense of satiety from inhaling or diffusing peppermint oil. And that's a way that if you're having a hard time fasting, you can use peppermint essential oil to help to curb your appetite and to help you have that feeling of being full without even eating a meal.
Wow. So that may be the first one on my list. We're going to have to look into that. Beautiful. That is absolutely.
Yes,
really,
ma'am.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yes,
beautiful.
It's very, you know, it's science. This is science. It's scientific. There's no magic potion or lotion or anything, you know, that,
right.
I mean, there's no shortcut. This is science, and that's how aromatherapy works. It goes directly to the brain. As soon as you inhale, they call them essential oils, but it's really a vapor. It's the life essence of a plant. It's a liquid that comes from the plants, flowers, trees, roots, seeds of the plants. So once you inhale it, it goes directly to the brain. And that the limbic system of your brain, that's your emotional center. So it helps with those emotions.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing, the thing that you're sharing me. I'm serious, sister. You know, you're like a scientist researching all this different essential oils. And from what I'm mistaken, essential oils has been used by our people over centuries. Am I correct in that?
Right. Thousands of years. Thousands of years. And I was reading, doing some research earlier before we got on the show, and I read that in the Bible, there are over 200 references to aromatics and incense and ointments and things of that nature, like frankincense, myrrh, and all different types of oils are mentioned in the Bible. So, yes, they are, you know, they've been around thousands of years. We just didn't know about it. And we have to get
mm-hmm.
back to our nature and get back to the earth so that we can facilitate healing for our bodies.
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely right. And no question about that. Just like I say, you know, thank God for the any kind of treatment that we can get. But if we would go back to our natural roots, we would have to be going through, like I said,
exactly.
this medical medicine that causes one thing to maybe somewhat treat it, but the, it, you know, these still get the other things that go wrong in the body. So what good is that, you know?
Right.
So, yes, ma'am, absolutely.
And another thing I wanted to share about
mm-hmm.
our limbic system in our brain, it's directly
yes,
connected to the parts of the brain that control your heart rate, your blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
your breathing, your memory, your stress levels, and your hormone balance. So when you're using therapeutic-grade essential oils, they have a,
mm-hmm.
a physiological and psychological effect on you, on your body. It treats the whole person, mind, body, and spirit.
Wow. Wow. And it says it's like a marriage in a sense, you know, in the own body.
Right, right.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. That is quite amazing. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's see. Do we have, I have some more questions, but I definitely
okay.
want to give those that online a chance. And our dear sister can only stay with us an hour. So, for those that would like to get their question in or comment, I just show the sister some love, then please, you know, push one so I can definitely bring you in so you will have a chance to ask her because she has to go at the top of the hour. And I don't want to keep her, you know, even though we want to, but, you know, she has other engagements. So for those that are online and you would like to ask our dear sister a question, please push one. And I would gladly bring you right on in. And so with that, we have, let me see, we have some more questions. excuse me. With the essential oils, I know you, like I said, this book that you've written, which is, like I said, it's absolutely beautiful to be able to look into all these different scientists and their history of, you know, essential oils and things and bring that to life. I mean, I'm just proud of and very inspired with that. But
thank you, sister.
You're welcome, Sister Denise. The one other thing, like you say, the stress level that
mm-hmm.
we have that, you know, causes us to, you know, have hypotension. I know a number of people
right.
that definitely have hypotension. Some of them is not only taking one medicine, but they have sometimes two or three. I'm like, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm like, Lord, let me, you know, like I say, you know, strive to discipline myself because I don't want to be on all that mess, you know, because if you don't have health physically, then you really can't live a productive life, you know. So we have
right.
to, as you state, keep the mind, spirit, and body all
mm-hmm.
rightly corrected. Yes, ma'am. But the question that I do have with the stress level that we are having, also, what are some things that we can do to alleviate the stress, or therefore it won't cause us to have the hypertension that too many of us are, you know, having?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I know for me, going out in nature, just go outside and breathe and put your feet on the ground, on the earth, ground yourself to the earth and just breathe and just take some quiet time to yourself, you know, meditate, pray, those type of things. That's what helps me to relieve stress when I'm feeling like I'm overwhelmed, you know,
mm-hmm.
under a lot of pressure, just overthinking. Just stop thinking all the time. You know, we're either thinking about something
mm-hmm.
that happened in the past, we worried about something that might happen in the future, and all of that ain't even real because we can only live in the present moment. So when we're not present in the moment, That's what causes the stress. So we need to practice being mindful, being aware, being present in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and just going outside, get you some fresh air, and just breathe. Just connect yourself to the earth and, you know, just relax.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Just relax.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That does sound like a great idea, because, yeah, so that's right. Sometimes when I just go outside and look at the, you know, the wonder of the world and
mm-hmm.
how God has created everything, and it does give me
right.
a sense of appreciation. And,
right.
you know, like you said, when some, yes, ma'am, come in our heads, like, you know, something's not even as a reality, and we think, what did that happen? What if that
right.
happened? You know, sometimes you have to, like,
right, we create our own
right.
demons. Like, what if this?
Mm-hmm.
What if that? Like, really, that ain't even real. The only reality is a lie in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we can just practice, and I'm talking to myself too, if we can just practice being present and know that
mm-hmm.
everything in this moment is just fine, it's just how it's supposed to be, you know, and just, you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
Relax. Just take it down a notch.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, we do have a, we're going to digress a minute, because we do have a call in here. All right, beautiful. We have the last digit I would just call out, which are 1756.
As-salamu alaykum.
1756. Well, as-salam. Brother, thank you for calling in.
Walaikum as-salam.
This is Brother Tadidin Shabazz.
Oh, okay, then. Welcome, brother. Thank you for calling in. Do you have any questions?
Thank
like
you.
Digital sister? You're so welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sister?
All praise is due to Allah. I'm thankful to Allah that I'm Facebook friends with both of you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't get your
and
name. What's your name again?
Tajidin Shabazz.
Say your name.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
Mm-hmm. And I was calling. I've called in for Sister Pamela Kay on her show
yes.
a couple of times. Yes,
yes,
ma'am. And it's beautiful that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has touched us in every aspect of our lives. And I was
mm-hmm.
listening to you teach on this hypertension. My story is out of my mom and my dad's marriage. That I'm the eldest out of four. Now, I turned 51 on August the 20th this year, you know, so I got a birthday coming up. But
yeah.
my blood pressure is a constant 108 over 58. So I have to give credit to the dietary laws that we follow from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And
right.
and most people don't know that my father died at age 36 on Christmas from a heart attack. So
wow.
most people got to look and say, well, I'm the oldest child, but I have the best health in out of the children and my parents. You know,
wow.
so, you know, what is beautiful about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching is in our problem book, in our lessons, and again, that's what we need to get back to is the lessons. Because
mm-hmm.
those are those keys that unlock the things. And it's kind of a blessing is that the first six problems in the problem book deal with hypertension, high blood pressure, and diet.
Wow.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So that, sister, you on point 100%, you know,
okay.
with what you're teaching. Because, again, we have to learn how to breathe. And again, it even talks about how much the uncle W.D. Farrar breathes such and such amount of cubic feet,
yes,
you
yes.
know, per second. So we're on that. Sister, you
yes,
are on it 100%.
Yes.
Wow.
So
we have to stop. We got to go dust our supreme wisdom off and get back into it. And again,
yes,
like
sir.
Say that proper diet, that
mm-hmm.
navy bean. Corrects everything,
yeah.
the fasting, the thinking, and you were on it, and I was, like I say, the thought travels at 24 billion miles per second, so when you talked about the relaxation, people don't know that you go outside barefooted and you stand on the ground to get that
yes.
connection back.
Yes,
people don't
energy.
Know this. Mm-hmm.
Right.
100%.
Wow.
you know, so like I said, I've been off of Facebook again for another infraction for my 31st time. So when I see Sister had posted about to call in, you know, I support Sister 100% with what she does, and because she always has enlightened and inspiring guests on her talk shows.
Yes,
so
sir.
May Allah bless you both, and Sister Denise, continue doing what you're doing, because we need it. We have to, you know, I looked at the, and again, I studied my lessons constantly, and it says the problem book is so, the first after problem book, it says, this book teaches the Lost Foundation of Islam a thorough knowledge of our miserable state of condition in a mathematical way when we were found by our Savior, W.D. Farad.
That's right.
Because no matter how much praying and how much fasting, if you're eating the wrong thing and you're thinking the wrong thing and you're doing the wrong thing,
it's for naught.
That's true. Beautiful.
Wow, beautiful.
My brother.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother.
Yes.
And also, Sister Pamela K., I didn't pick up where you done dropped the ball. I'm starting to collect sunglasses myself. my Versace aviators came in the mail yesterday.
I'm like, praise be to God. When you start with those, brother, thank you so much.
So may Allah bless you too, sisters.
Success, love, peace, and happiness. I love you, brother. Thank you, beautiful brother. Wow, that was beautiful. That brother was. It was. Yes, he did. Praise be to Allah. All right, I love it. With that, we're going to take a short commercial. But for those who are online, please stick around. We have our sister for up to the hour. Thank you so much.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamisa. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
Okay, thank you again, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I must upgrade that that commercial, because now, instead of, I'm on Thursday also, so with that, I do apologize for not updating, but I will get to that soon. Nevertheless, we are here with our beautiful, beloved sister, Sister Denise Renee Muhammad, who's sharing us some life-giving teachings from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and all the great work that she's put into practicing what he has taught. And she has, today she's, like I said, have beautiful work. She's had essential oils. She's a wellness coach, health coach. She does, I mean, just great work. And also she has two books that she has penned. Today we'll talk about her latest book. We definitely, before the show is over, we'll be giving, interview our, after our dear sister, to please, you know, tell us how we can buy her books and all the other things that she is offering that is giving life to us by the grace of Allah. So with that, if anyone else would like to join in by submitting questions or, you know, on the ones that the comps are online, you can definitely push one. I'll be glad to bring you in. Our sister only has about 20, give or take 20 minutes with us today, but we are grateful that she is here and sharing, like I say, so many beautiful the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Supreme Wisdom, et cetera. So we are very grateful for her time that she is giving to us. My next question for our dear sister, like I said, let her just talk and talk. Every time she talks, she just brings out every spirit, all the wisdom that Allah has put into our sister. So with that, like I said, today we're talking about hypertension. You know, I have a number of people in my family that have hypertension. I thank God that I don't have it, and though I'm not perfect, I am striving to try to eat a little. Sometimes I fall a little bit, I'm not going to lie, but I will strive to get back up. So I'm just striving to get back to, you know, my 1 meal and then start to fast for the number of days that I'm able to. So that is my, you know, that is my my goal to myself daily, to try to, you know, be healthy, because we're not physically healthy, and like your brother also mentioned, you know, thinking spiritually and also striving to eat the right foods. You know, they're like a marriage again, you know, that we're not going to live the abundant life that Allah has come to give us. Yes, ma'am. So with that, I'm going to ask our dear sister again to go into her book a little more. So therefore, then I'm going to definitely look at one of them that I'm going to have to purchase for my and buy some of her essential oils that she has been sharing with us. Yes, ma'am. So we're going to talk about, you know, whatever that you would like to talk about a little more about your book. How can we get those with the essential oils, and how can we purchase those, et cetera, so before you go, because I definitely don't wait too long before I allow you to please share with our listening audience.
Yes, ma'am. Both of my books are on Amazon.com. So if you go to Amazon and type my name in, Denise Renee Muhammad, it will pop. The books will pop up, will come up. And to purchase the oils, my website is bit.ly/Denise R. Oils. And if you're connected with me, anybody listening that's connected with me on Facebook, you can always inbox me and let me know. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to assist you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Beautiful. Those, I hope that you have a chance and pay for, you know, writing these things down. But like the sister said, if you could get, you know, find a chance her website, then you can definitely go to her Facebook page, and she would definitely hook you up. And one more question. No, I have several questions, but like I said, I want to give the audience a chance to ask theirs if they also have.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. But my next question that we have are, what, you know, like our children, they're, of course, you know, a lot of times in this technology days, you know, a lot of them want to just do the technology or play games, et cetera. And so I would say to parents also to get your baby, start them off on a better diet, and also allow them to get some exercise and go out into the yard and the most unlike Muhammad, where as on the little Farrakhan teaches us that we have to learn how to, you know, prepare our food, to grow our food first of all. So I would say, what would you say to those for people who have children, to help them to see that, you know, when they have children, to teach our babies from a very early stage how important it is to, you know, grow and get out there, you know, with the soil and teach them the importance of growing food and eating better, sister. So what would be your advice to parents who may need a little help in that area?
It would be leading by example, because when our children, you know, they don't do what we say. What's out of the saying? they don't do what we say. They watch what we do. So
yes.
I would say leading by example. And if we're out there, you know, growing our own food, then they're going to naturally want to come help, you know, and then that gets them outside, off the TV, off the video games, and gets them involved in that. And that is something that I'm definitely working on myself as well, is getting a garden started. So because they want to do it. We just have to lead, you know, to lead the charge, mm-hmm. so to speak. And as far as exercise, it is recommended that children get at least 60 minutes of exercise a day. So it's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and children are active anyway. If we just let them be children and let them play, they're going to get it in whether they know they're getting it in or not. So we just have to allow them to just be children, to go outside and play and ride their bikes. Cause my daughter, Layla, she be wanting to go out at 12 noon here in Texas.
Right.
And ride her bike.
So hot. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it is like, it is hot.
Yes, ma'am. You're beautiful, sister. You're absolutely right. Our babies, like you say, they will, whatever we lead them to do or be an example, then they would definitely do. And like
they
you
would
say,
do it.
Yeah, that is so true. So it's very important, like I was, you know, sharing with some people, you know, teach these babies when they're young, because they're like their sponges. They're going to soak up whatever they see mama or daddy do, or the ones that, you know, are over there, you know,
right,
parenting ship or whoever it may be. Yes, ma'am. So that's
yes,
a big point that you are making. I know that what are some of the dishes that you like? And I believe you are a vegetarian. Am I correct, Sister Stroud, to be one?
Yes, ma'am. I am a vegetarian.
Wow.
I don't eat any meat, no fish, no type of seafood or anything like that. So I practice how to eat to live as closely as possible.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, I haven't got quite to not eating meat yet. I did for 3 months, so I was very proud of myself for that, but I did fall off the boat for a little bit. But nevertheless, I am still, you know, striving, like I said, to put, definitely get those navy beans in. And
yes,
I got
definitely
some today. I have to go. Yes, ma'am. I have to go eat and then, you know, implement those beans, you know, daily. So I'm definitely striving to do that. And but it's always an inspiration to hear what other people do, you know, that we may be weak in some areas that others may be stronger. So it's always
right,
good to pull on the positiveness of us all, because in my humble opinion, we all are striving and weak in some areas and maybe stronger in other areas. So that's have a problem asking people, you know, what do you do? What have you done to help you in an area that I may be a bit not as disciplined in? So I'm always humble to hear what works for others. So thank you for sharing that, and I'm happy to hear a couple of recipes from you when you have time, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. A couple more things I do want to ask you about the hypotension problem that,
mm-hmm.
like I say, that we do have. And then and see if anyone else that would like to ask them. Also, our dear beautiful brother, if you still have your line open, if you want to interject any more comments, you please do, because you are definitely family. I always welcome to input. But my next question is, having you know, hypertension, and I don't quite know the scale or the numbers that I number. I think the brother mentioned it. His was at a very good level. And thank Allah that thus far, every time I go, mine is you know, they don't say high blood pressure. So I'm like, oh, praise be to Allah.
Right.
Yes, but I know when it goes over a certain number, then you should be concerned. And I have to look that up, because right now I don't know the number. So, you know, I was just trying to make people more
aware of, you know, when they should.
What the number.
You know, definitely. Yes, ma'am, before you go to the point of being too, you know, too far and causes other things to act differently.
Yes, ma'am. When it is, they say 140 over 90, that is high.
Mm-hmm.
That's too high.
Oh, okay.
Normal range is like 120 over 80. And then you're kind of at risk if it's between 120, 139 over 80 to 89. That's kind of slightly at risk. But when it's too, when it's high, it's 140 over 90 or higher. So those are some numbers, you know, you can look out for. And they even have blood pressure monitors that you can use at home, you know, to keep track of your blood pressure yourself. You don't always just have to go to the hospital or the doctor to monitor your blood pressure. You can, that's part of self-care and wellness.
Do you sell those, sisters, by the way?
No, I don't sell those, but you can find those pretty much, you know, at Walmart or Walgreens or one of those stores.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'll have to get one of those. And that's definitely, like you say, will be a good thing to have. So, therefore, we have to, like you say, self-care for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore,
right,
we have to take responsibility for our own life, and therefore we can, you know, be better, healthy, and abundance of life. And that's all we all are striving to have. So beautiful, Prince. So beautiful. My next one more question. And like I said, we're going to go to the line for those that may want to. Yes, ma'am. Ask a question. So we have our dear sister, give or take, she has to go at the, at the top of the hour, which we are approximately, yes, ma'am. So I'm not going to keep you long. Just one more question, and then I'm going to keep my word that I strive to do and let the sister go. But nevertheless, we have been a beautiful show so far, and I've really enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am. Our dear brother, he's still on, and he's such a beautiful support, and I want to say this to him before I go on, that I thank you, brother. You always have been an inspiration, and I mean, the things you write have always supported your sister, and you've just been very, very inspirational. So may Allah continuously to bless you for what you put out for me, not only me, for our people and people in general that feel so good. So I just wanted to say that. Let me get our dear sister's last word or comment on ways of the, like one or two things that you would say for those that do have high blood pressure and they're going through some, you know, a bit of difficulties at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those, to our people, and giving them hope and that even though they may have it, that doesn't mean that they have to suffer with it. So,
Right. They definitely do not have to suffer with it. It is, you know, you can change that by the way you eat. If you have a high salt diet, definitely remove salt, especially table salt, from your diet. Eliminate the stressors. For those that still smoke and drink alcohol, eliminate that. Get active, get out and exercise, get out and breathe, ground yourself to the earth, and, you know, just take care of yourself. And you can reverse this without having to, you know, be on pills or medication forever and ever and ever. Just change the way, change your diet, get out and exercise, and eliminate the stress as much as possible.
Wow, those are some beautiful, uplifting words, sister. Again, let me give those that are online, and we do see a number of them, but, you know, some people like to talk, and some people like to listen.
Like to listen.
We are just grateful to whoever are on, and if you just want to listen, that's fine, too. I'll pray because I know that something that the sister has shared, and also the brother that will be helpful to you. So we thank you, nevertheless, for taking out your time to listen, whether you want to talk or not. We are grateful. So with that, I'm going to ask anyone else that would like to say anything, ask a question, and give our a question or give a comment, or just because she does have to go in about 5 minutes tonight. But we definitely will bring her back and so she can share some more life-giving teaching with us. So I'm going once, I'm going twice. If anyone else would just like to say, Assalamu alaikum, how you doing? Peace and love.
Yes,
give love and peace to at this moment. Because I'm going to, as soon as the sister leave tonight, I'm going to also go because I have something I have to do and won't be able to stay on the 2 hours that I'm just able. But with that, we're going to have another caller, 5237. I don't know who this is. Come on in. Assalamu alaikum, dear sister.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm just the same. I just got home.
Look, and I pulled up in my driveway and looked at the time, and I looked at Facebook, and I saw, I said, oh, Lord, today Thursday.
Beautiful. So, you know, I just love you and Sister Denise, because we just always have such great fun. Our beautiful Sister Tracy always comes on and just put a heart out there. I was bringing love and just definitely good spirit. So let me shut up and let you give the sister some love and ask whatever question you need to ask, sister. Tonight, the sister Denise is introducing her new book called Overcome Hypertension Naturally. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Will she be back next Thursday?
Oh, no, ma'am. She's been on since at the top of the hour. She's on right now, Sister Denise Renee Muhammad.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm still
ma'am.
Here, sis.
Oh, okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
How are you?
I think we Facebook friends. I'm fine by law, Tracy, and yourself.
You, Sister Tracy?
Yes, ma'am, from Shreveport,
Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I mean, just give me a 3-minute snippet of what you were saying about the hypertension.
I was saying a couple of the causes is stress, poor diet, and improper breathing. Those are the three top things that that actually cause stress. And, you know, poor diet, too much salt in your diet, you know, and things like that, and not following, you know, what we're taught. Those are the three causes, and that's what we talked about earlier in the show. And what my book is about is I talk about essential oils and how you can use essential oils, aromatherapy, to actually help maintain a healthy blood pressure. So that's pretty much what my book is about. And I go into in-depth the essential oils that you can use for that. I talk about high blood pressure, the causes, the side effects, and what you can do, you know, to help yourself, to heal yourself.
How much is the book?
The book is $20. It's on Amazon, and I can inbox you the link to that you can go on there and check it out. But yes, ma'am, it's available on Amazon. If you just type my name into the search on Amazon, Denise Renee Muhammad, all of my books will come up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do that when I get in the house and get
yes,
situated. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You see that car? Ma'am.
Huh?
I'm sorry. What you say, Sister Tracy?
Oh, I was just saying that that's valuable information when you talk about hypertension and how you talk about a natural way to cure it instead of going to the doctor and paying all this medicine. He's really not curing. He's just really suppressing.
Right.
The whatever you have going on.
Exactly.
Until next time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And then most of the medication usually leads to you having to take another medication to correct this, and then the list goes
exactly.
on. So if we can correct our diet, first of all, first and foremost, you know, and get out and get some exercise and breathe properly, we can reverse all of this stuff
exactly.
naturally.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna look at it because I know y'all have to go, but I'm gonna look at it. Just inbox me the information and then I look at it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Tracy. You have a blessed night. Thank you, ma'am, so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. We're gonna have to close now because our dear sister has to go.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
We thank you so much, sister, for sharing with us. We definitely thank our beautiful brother who called in, always supportive, and we thank our sister Tracy who just left. So with that, sister, again, thank you. Love you. May God continue to bless you in all that you do. And, you know, I'm going to, like I say, probably either tonight or tomorrow get with you on some of the different oils and
yes,
see what's going to best benefit my needs at this time. So for
okay.
sister, thank you so much. I'd like to give praise and honor to Allah and the perfect Master for our Muhammad for all that he does and has given us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very grateful and so I'm sure my brothers and sisters. So with that, thank you everyone that was listening, that submitted your questions. Just speak out the time to listen to our program. And with that, assalamu alaikum, which means
peace. Walaikum salam. Thank you, Sister
yes,
Pam.
Ma'am.
Been a pleasure.
You're so welcome. Yes,
salam
ma'am. Likewise. Walaikum salam, ma'am.
Yes,
good night. Yes, ma'am. Okay, with that, thank you again to everyone. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace unto you. And with that, good night.